Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sent a great ticket text, and we tweeted out this question to our audience. You didn't send a ticket text. On your show sheet, you sent a great question that I think the ticket texters will take and run. And that is British Open, right? British Open isn't for everybody, and we get that. But that's not what it's not really about the British Open. Unless your answer to the question is the British Open. Choose one international sporting event to attend. What do you choose? One.
With me, it would be a Ryder Cup overseas.
In Europe?
Yes, in Europe.
Because that's where they'd be.
Exactly.
Well, the only reason I said that is because I wrote down Ryder Cup in Europe.
Okay. If I can get specific, I would say Ryder Cup in Scotland.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah.
St. Andrews?
Sure.
Is that Scotland?
It sounds like it.
Right. Yeah. What would be your number one international sporting event you would attend if given the opportunity?
So you went with Ryder Cup as well.
Yeah. That's
on my list. Over World Cup for you, huh?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about the Ryder Cup. I know we're going to be in it.
Fair enough.
Considering the fact that the Ryder Cup is Europe versus the United States. World Cup, you never know. I also know we have a chance to win it. Now, would I enjoy the hell out of going to watch in some exotic locale, USA, and be in Uncle Sam's army for the World Cup? Yeah, I'd enjoy the hell out of that. I watched the Tour de France with great intrigue because I just think the French countryside is beautiful. And the idea that I'd follow that around for 21 days, you go set up shop, they bike past, then I tour the area. I set up shop somewhere, they bike past, I tour the area. I think looks really, really cool. But my number one thing would be to go to a Ryder Cup in Europe. And obviously we had the Ryder Cup here at Oakland Hills, and that was very cool. But as far as international event, that would be it.
And part of my reasoning is I feel like Ryder Cup over World Cup, I feel like Ryder Cup is more welcoming than World Cup would be. I think World Cup, the soccer fans get nasty, and I don't want to be part of that. I think the Ryder Cup, it's more like a joking rivalry, you know, like it's a friendly rivalry, I guess. You know, we get a little amped up by it, but in the end, really, we just want to have a beer in the 19th hole.
There's a lot of tweets coming back at us, including one that...
Something that really made it move, huh?
Well, yeah, somebody has one that I'm like, ooh, maybe I'd rather do that than the Ryder Cup. All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. 248-539-9797. We've been asking what is the number one international sporting event you would like to attend in person as opposed to attend not in person. Where would you like to go? And there's some great ones coming in. The one that got me, and here's one via ticket text. It was one tweet and one ticket text. And let me give credit where credit is due. Jeff tweets us Olympics. I love the Olympics. Daniel takes it a step further. This is easy. I would get the most value for my dollar and people watching and culture at the Winter Olympics. I would love to go International Winter Olympics. Would love it. That probably tops a Ryder Cup.
I guess.
Changed my mind. The people changed my mind, Gator.
That's a huge upset, Doug.
Well, come on. You know me.
I guess, the whole thing is a spectacle. Would you have to narrow it down to one event, or are you just saying the whole thing?
I'm saying, I don't know, we don't have to get too specific. I mean, like, if you want me to say, you know, qualifying for the luge, I'd probably go Olympic downhill finals, men's downhill finals.
I mean, everyone's thinking Tour de France for you, right? Just to get that out of the
probably
way.
Probably. The way this works generally is everybody thinks of the most pansy event they possibly can think of.
And then say, biking or cycling.
Doug would go to the Water Lily Cup in, you know, Ireland and hang out with the teetotalers for 2 weeks. Farnarkling. He'd go to International Farnarkling.
The 4th of July Kale Eating Championship.
I know how this works.
The master of disaster! The crude of food. He is the kale killing champion 3 years running in a row. Doug, Cash.
So anyway, yeah, it'd be Winter Olympics for me.
If I could pick one Winter Olympic event, it would be the hockey gold medal.
Yeah, that's gotten and some mention here.
That might trump Ryder Cup.
Doug, it might surprise you.
What?
And you too, Gator, because you know how much I can't stand the winter. I think mine'd be the Winter Olympics.
What?
And it's not because of the weather.
Hold on.
No, I'm serious.
What? Hold on. Stop. Just what? Stop. Oh. What is the upside for him lying right now? Why is he lying? What could possibly compel? He hates winter.
Because he doesn't have. Well, let's think about this.
Yep.
Okay. Is he a soccer fan?
Nope.
No. Is he a golf fan?
Nope.
It's not going to be Tour de France.
But why not Summer Olympics? He could go to the basketball. We're talking about
Kang. Now
that
you say that, see if he changes his mind.
Yeah, because he's just flat out lying.
Ask him if he changes his mind.
Did you change your mind?
No, you know why?
Oh.
Why? The Winter Olympic athletes are the cool ones to hang out with. Those guys get down, man. They party. That's the crew you want to hang out with. Did you see the crowd at the Winter Olympics just slamming beers?
Are you saying
I'm
the
just
crowd?
There to hang out.
He's kind of right, actually.
That's the best crowd.
The Winter Olympic crowd gets after it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Then isn't that a reason why you'd want to go to the Ryder Cup?
They get after it, too, but he doesn't like golf.
Exactly. I'd rather watch the snowboarding and all that stuff.
I think the snowboarding crowd appeals to him more than the golf crowd. Yeah, the snowboarding crowd, high as a kite.
Do you want to smoke weed? Is that it?
Snowboarders, high as a kite.
You mean like physically because they're jumping so high?
No, I mean they all get high. Everybody smokes pot together.
No, man,
and
I just
want
to have a beer and a hot tub surrounded by snow. It sounds good to me.
So this really has nothing to do with the sporting event. It just sounds like the best party to you.
What about the FIBA championships?
Yeah, FIBA? What about the FIBA?
I mean, if I had to just specifically just watch it and then go home after, yeah, it'd probably be the Summer Olympics. But if I get to hang out for the entire week.
Of course you
week,
can. It's all things considered. I mean, that's part of this whole deal.
Send me to Vancouver or Seoul or wherever it is. I'm there.
Sochi. You're going to Sochi. So here are some of the favorite answers coming in. I went to the Ryder Cup in Scotland at Glen Eagles. Top 5 days of my life. It's from an unnamed texter. Olympic gold medal hockey game, no matter who's in it, does that count? That's from Tom and Canton. Of course it counts. Of course it counts. It's your answer. If you got to go to one international sporting event, what would it be? Dubai World Cup, horse racing, big money on the line. That's from Ken at work. Is there a World Cup of horse racing?
It's in Dubai.
Apparently. Wimbledon, that's from Weston and Rochester. Weston.
You're making a judgment, are you?
No.
Where is he from?
Rochester. Weston.
Mm.
Take his son, Spalding.
Oh, Doug.
Ironman triathlon in Hawaii. That's from Carlos.
Just to go to Hawaii?
Yeah, maybe. But have you ever watched that stuff on Fox?
I have on occasion.
Yeah,
it is tough. It's tough to watch.
You ever watch? Oh, is it? Do you think it's tough to watch?
I think it's tough
to watch. What, like the Xterra racing? Have you ever seen that?
I don't know.
That stuff looks awesome.
What's the Xterra racing?
It's the biking is like mountain biking, so that's why I like it. They wear helmets, by the way.
Yeah, well, I would too if I was surrounded by another 120 bikers. I think it's only
on a trail.
Yeah, or just in general, if you're surrounded by that many people, someone's going to fall.
Well, you wouldn't wear one when you're running. You're surrounded by people then.
Well, I can control myself a little bit better when I'm running than I can on a bike. You know, I have no desire to go see the Ironman live and in person. It's like, do I want to go see a marathon live? No. Do I want to go see a bike race live? No. Do I want to watch people swimming in a bay?
Well,
no.
It sounds like a pretty damn exotic locale. So I would imagine
Hawaii, of course, that's great.
I'm sure it had something to do with Carlos. Could have picked any Ironman. He picked the one in Hawaii.
Right, and the Ironman.
Wait! Hold on. Not international.
Good call. Good call right there.
Carlos, you're eliminated.
Way to go. By the way, the Ironman triathletes are obviously, they're unbelievable.
Yep.
They're incredible. But when I said it's a tough watch, because on TV, they find the tough stories.
Right.
And yes, it's uplifting, but it's really hard to watch when you see the person whose body has completely failed them at the end, and they're trying to finish
and
the marathon.
And they're doing it in the spirit of their grandfather who just passed away.
And they literally can't put one foot forward because they're all cramped up. The body is seized. They've lost control of their bowels, and it's just awful to see some of it.
Here's one that'd be good. Monte Carlo Formula One Grand Prix. That's from Seth.
I thought about that. That would be pretty cool to go watch that live because it's through the streets of Monaco. Is that where Monte Carlo is?
And that feels like That is international jet setting crowd mingling in and out. If I can afford to be there, I kind of belong. You know, that would be, that'd be pretty good. One international event, the Summer Olympics. It's from Chuck and McComb. Here's one. I don't even know what it is. Somebody help a brother out. Chris and Warren says the Clásico in Madrid. I'd look it up on my computer, but it's not working.
The Clásico?
The Clásico in Madrid. Anybody back there know what the Clásico is? No? You ever heard of the Clásico?
It's I'm pretty sure it's a soccer thing.
Is it?
Well,
is that that horse race in the square where they the horses run on a square? I don't know what it is.
I think it's soccer.
Is it?
Yeah. All Barcelona draws Real Madrid in the 2-2 in Clásico 2018. So there you go.
Okay.
What about the release of the Yeti that takes place in Kathmandu?
I guess since the 2014 tragedy, I'd probably avoid that.
I mean, I understand that. I respect that. But that would be, I mean, you loving the winter, being up on the hill.
At one point. They've also watered it down with the rule changes. So.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.